July was not kind to our wallets at the gas pump. Prices across the country climbed for 26 consecutive days in July, the first monthly gain since March, and the largest July increase in more than a decade. Joining us live is Phil Flynn, energy analyst with the Price Futures Group. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. We've been reporting this morning that area prices, too, for regular jumped 4 cents this week, now averaging $3.65 a gallon. What is going on?
Well, I'll tell you, we're getting a lot of bad luck. I mean, one of the things is we can't fight Mother Nature. You know, the drought has really driven up the cost of ethanol by over 17%, and that has added just about what you guys are paying for gasoline, at least a nickel a gallon nationwide. And if you look around the rest of the country, you know, we've seen a lot of bad luck on the refining front as well. You know, we've had refinery outages, pipeline leakages, you name it. It all adds up to a pretty spectacular July price increase.
Yeah, for a while, things were going right according to the plan that you had laid out for us, you know, saying prices were going to go down, and then all of a sudden, it turned around on us.
It did, you know, and you always have to have that caveat when it comes to gasoline prices that, you know, if the conditions change, they change. And, you know, back then, I was saying, hey, if we got into a conflict with Iran, prices could go up, you know, or if we had a major hurricane.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to be a drought that was going to drive prices up. I mean, this is unusual. I mean, this is the worst drought we've seen since 1988. And it goes to show you that, you know, when we burn cars, that ethanol mandate does impact prices. When corn prices are cheap, we don't notice it. But when prices go up, we're going to pay for it at the pump.
So if this terrible drought continues, then can we expect that gas prices are going to continue to go up?
It's very possible that that could happen. But more than likely, it will be somewhat limited on the ethanol front because most of the damage to the crop has been done. And almost 40% of the U.S. corn crop is damaged in some shape or form, and that's going to keep those ethanol prices high. But the other major factor going forward is the price of crude oil. The other concern I have right now is there is a tropical depression down in the Atlantic right now that could slow imports to the U.S. And we've seen a tightness of oil supplies down in the Gulf Coast of America. If we see those imports really get disrupted, it could keep prices high for a couple more weeks.
So what would you say is the best scenario you imagine happening going through the rest of the year into the winter months?
You know, more than likely prices should peak and go down. But monetary policy could have a big impact on prices in the next quarter of the year. Right now, we're waiting to hear from the European Central Bank if their decision on quantitative easing or not. But anytime we talk about quantitative easing or if the Federal Reserve decides to do something in the next couple of weeks to try to stimulate the economy, that would also stimulate oil prices and keep them high. If the Fed and the ECB really doesn't do anything, there could be some downward pressure on prices. Prices have been up in anticipation of more stimulus. If they don't get it, prices could fall pretty hard.
All right, Phil, thanks as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Phil Flynn, energy analyst with Price Futures Group.